here in lapel? Oh, should be. I'm gonna give you a lemonade cake tonight. Too much else to do. So when you're done with the meeting, just take your microphone back. And it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall in this big office in there. It's under here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Did I tell you that we've got kind of two-way interaction? If you control click and utterance, it will play where it should be in the file.
Yeah. I'm just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like really nothing. It looks like basically yes, then their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and we hooked it up with my display. Then we should fairly easily from now get to the stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display sense the information. Now at the moment the application is,
we should probably set those sizes because that's such an easy thing
to
do.
So at the moment we have a dialog act window and a graphic display.
Are you missing the sound?
The interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there it is.
There or something. I'm probably there just slow and loading. And they don't use the buttons yet.
Yeah.
So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not sure. It probably looks like Vera's data.
That's Vera's data on the display, but the segments are just made up, aren't they?
Yeah, the segments are made up. The code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just Vera's data at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on every most pointing at my screen, you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on the intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which really then could just copy it. So just to show, David put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in there. I'm not sure why I'm making loud, it's just... So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
So, and that already, this part here already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with chess instead of chips to see the difference.
Yeah, if you want. But that one looks almost, you need to.
So, which version of my data was it?
The original, the very first one.
Yeah.
We were like doing this, we were just concerned with it all.
Yeah, I mean, really doesn't matter.
Where am I looking for a data manager?
It'll be in program.
Is it the file name?
Where do I call your display?
Is it here where is the importance file?
No, it is on your display. Where it calls which one to get, you just need to change the flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary?
Oh no, actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So, are you basing it on certain thresholds?
No, not yet. It's just picks the top ranked ones.
Okay, so
where
do
you see the easiest thing is in Program Manager where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
Do you know where it is? Just
here? It'll be above that. It'll be down, it's going to be after the data manager's made.
In this main condition?
Yeah, that. Our new summary.
There's something really important with a 0, and there's really very important with a 1.
Yeah, I can't remember where I put it. Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. try the summaries constructor.
What's the difference? So
well, it reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select which one it gives back.
So it's just for fun and you're
yeah, if you want. No, that should be fine. Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
So this shows, if we see anything at all that we see at the moment, at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different importance measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment. I think this
that's
was
the old.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. The old version. So it shows. so if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like see if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff.
Yeah. It's weird, on mine it complains
about. All these oohs and ahems are spelled differently in the thing, or what's the problem? Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display just yet.
Okay.
But
that's a very old one, rather. I think those S's and E's and so on, the single letters, are because of the problem with my first version of the text thing.
We were working on. So we see that it's a very different density curve as well for this one. And yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now first of all put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching something else, you know, really. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time? Or what would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a Redis, so it should always whatever reduce to half.
I guess that would make more sense, yeah.
So an alternative view would be that.
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah, well,
you're going too slowly, yeah.
An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it always the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it progresses the whole meeting 5 minutes, then if one one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do that,
I think that, to be honest, is something we can worry about at the end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change, and we've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah.
What's that you discussed for today, then? What's that you talk about for today?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah, I'm quite keen to do most of that. We can index search. And
okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle
I think
changing
what
results.
Basically what I need it is just a list of words with an index to start with for each meeting.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique and it can I can pass them back to you and you
can
use
them in a hash map or something.
Probably.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one group as one single thing and just work?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, probably for good then.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, do you want, you know, you just got data for one meeting, are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
I guess not.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're all using the first one. Mm.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting or terribly to others?
I think it segments quite well, the first one.
Sorry, the only problem with the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that.
Oh.
But I mean, that's not a real problem.
Did you take it from my directory, or do I have to put it in?
Well, at the moment, it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from?
It'd probably be best to make a copy of it. I'd have thought. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native Interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. So I think I'll just write out a script and do it with a system call. I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
It's not really important that we get it nice and clean or anything like that.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? Mm-hmm. So even if we do an hourglass, that not then even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well, that's tougher.
I don't think it'll take that long anyway.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before, but that the audio
is not recording. So we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah.
It's not a big problem.
Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished, because in general, like, that's sort of running parallel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some code for system calls, like the handle clean and the output if you need some of that.
I don't think I'll need it really, because I'll just dump out a temporary file.
I don't really know what to talk about. We have there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we'd probably have to make the graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphic display will definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole series of meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and you probably just won't give us any brown points in the presentation.
Mm.
But do you think it will? I mean, do you think,
I think it might. Why? Because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on. Surfing through meetings. So we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group. At the beginning, he talked quite a lot about that.
It's not too difficult to do in sort of a hack kind of way, because we can just treat it all
as one
meeting.
Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information,
We'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like, so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
so right. other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see the thing.
Yes, but apart from that we don't really anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as our boundary.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window, and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality. That simply there's one button that says find similar segments,
yeah.
And then in the same display, we would display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed in the graphical display.
So you think displaying like an information about similarity to the selected meeting in, to select segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's, I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like.
It might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it will still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if it's worth much bother. Like, if you do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments and then sort of like your bullets and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment, I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we going to display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. You should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. This is just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Basically, it's just a summarization down to one segment, and it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs, and mine would give the start segment IDs.
Right.
So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, sure. So in your case, like it would basically would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part.
It would probably select it,
yeah. In my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then like the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it, and the selection moves, and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced are we going to have our search? Because I definitely think we should restrict it to.
Very basic, yeah.
I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah.
And things like that, but nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app with. Yeah, with the speaker.
With the speaker ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, in fact, if someone could create a file. With the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh yeah, I did that.
Oh, I have
done?
That file.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the group directory?
It's in the data. Yeah, group data, speaker data or something.
Yeah, so, the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that
to
search quite easily.
Yeah.
So, what about...
Could I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue acts out with...
On the dialogue act level. I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was lower priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get all the utterances.
All right. Yeah, so we can just get started with making a search for that.
So what about a general layout like this, that we have here the dialog apps, and there the player, and here we have the search button and the similarity button.
So where are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, and make a little bar on the left, like search results in there.
Yeah.
I think we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out their location, so we'll arrange it in a nice little orderly.
Alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past demonstrations, where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. That's what we kind of use for.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
We should try running their thing again, see what it does now. Or just delete all their coverage.
Yeah, of course we've got rate access. That would be easy.
Or just make it print obscene messages in the background to standard output.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Anything we did in a time bomb that only fades if the tape is the this rate thing, do we have any direct control with it, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of...
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause
it. Did you overtake that code from the original?
Yeah, that's their clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the...
Oh, it's all part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component, just override whatever the action for that slide power is?
No, we'd have to look in their code and see what it actually does. This thing is really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, maybe it has a different constructor when you create it.
Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half.
Right.
Because that would be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would our skip function actually
It should do, but you've probably gone past the end of the file.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something...
I know, I think it's just, it did do it, it's that bright selection.
So do you think a tree view for like an overview of a whole set of meetings would be good?
Yeah,
it would look good.
Either that or another.
That we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked through.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could, you know, like some applications, when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that, it displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you could calculate them offline and just, have like a little thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
But couldn't the summarizer...
The summarizer's quite quick, it could probably do it dynamically.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it'd look pretty and...
Yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it in only 5 lines.
In a sense, though, if we... probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having like some... But that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like really just getting, I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like, displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Another quite good thing might be, do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things? In Java, I've never done it.
I've never done it, but I imagine it must be quite easy.
Because what would be quite cool is if on the search result, you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So when you hovered over it.
Yeah.
Well, alternatively, you could always have sort of a third small component, where like it's this for the search results, and then there's just like something else that's parked under it, and when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display.
But yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should use it though. Because I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a preview, we'll be able to get through to fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff because I wonder how good they look, but we can try that.
It's quite common in like some applications.
Really?
Yeah.
So far, only seen tooltips or a few. you're working. But yeah, that should be very easy.
Now we have moving bound the graphical display that also moves according to the...
Yeah, yeah, we will have, that's
yeah.
Actually it's gonna happen today, and we will have proper segments.
Is that quite easy to do, to get a moving cursor?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it. Completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, and just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something. Then I can just like repaint a small area.
All you need to do is just one value. The height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, and then the
yeah, I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that, I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that my whole calculations of like where we are in time here are all correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far. But it should be, yeah. So, the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measures? Or do you think there'll be a point where you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So, I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
At the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the program.
No, right now it probably wouldn't be that much benefit. Right now it probably wouldn't be much benefit.
No.
So that's finished all the meetings, I think. There's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method so that it could be effective. I would have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how to do it.
So this is the component-based evaluation you were talking about yesterday, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, I was just going to do some sort of informal evaluation.
I was thinking about yesterday about that part, because it was not just like a decision you've taken, so talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it.
Yeah,
I thought we said
that
in the meeting before we wrote the report. Then he came back to the book criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then yeah, but you did it in the last report, we said you're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail.
Yeah, you did give us 8 out of 10 though.
Yeah.
That translates to 80%. Like, if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they do, because that's the first 60%.
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
Well, no, I think they're 10% each.
Only 10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%?
I thought they were 30.
Okay. How much do you think they were?
I think they were 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Okay. They also, it just means that it's very beginning, and I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign.
It
shows that he's not
helping. Yeah,
I suppose you can see that we're putting the
work in.
Yeah.
And then you can see the panel just there, and realize that it wasn't fake.
Yeah, I think we rampantly underestimated how long it'd take to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, the interface and integration. Yeah.
Okay. So the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute, in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation, until.
Yeah, same for me.
See, I'll probably just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
What are you doing for your DM project?
We're going to do like an online museum archive. You get like a document for each exhibit.
I kind of nicked the idea that he went about Chord ML. I'm going to make one for guitar tablature.
Oh, that'd be pretty good one, actually.
Yeah. I think it might fit off more like a jig, because I think it's going to be quite hard.
Yeah, we'd have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, that's not so hard.
Let's see how far I get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this, and this for with your current paper, would that help in? I've been promising this for a week now, really.
Yeah, I don't know if it's it might be a problem.
Because essentially, at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over, right?
We can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, I think.
You can probably add an open file dialog box with minimum effort, but I think the ready made component that returns the string for a file name.
It may even return a file directly.
Or that. Yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. Thing is, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call it file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but why?
Because it reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning, if it's a part of options, just after a file name. Then you can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot I'm not sure if you had that problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Oh yeah, that did happen once before.
Yeah. I was like suddenly panicking at 11, and then I realized that I should follow it would be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I thought, if you do a work which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterances and the idea of the utterance and the.
So, would it be easy / difficult / impossible, like at the moment, if we skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom?
Or even just the entire corpus. That's what Colin's file was for.
The entire corpus?
If I just take a file or where one meeting is in, concatenate all those.
Because it's easy to load that much, just text.
Yeah. Where do you think you can do something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs can have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. And it means you have to read through the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect act numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that second meeting gains was 300 or something?
No, but that's what I was thinking, that the second meeting should continue for the first one stop. And for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings.
The main data that's just uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got them uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
Yeah, for instance. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's this thing.
But yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialogue act meeting dot dialogue act number?
It's possible.
It would be a longer name, but
there's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts, which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like, so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only, that the display would only display one?
Well, you could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if, I mean, I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like, I just think that in the logic of the program, it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing.
You may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely like I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah, but that's a decision we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting, like would the display, for example, still be able to just say I want from whatever, from the first until the last and everything in between sort of and the data manager would then display
yeah,
that just for
I
the meeting.
I don't see why not.
Okay, well if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your
time? Well, I've only done the first meeting, but yeah, that's
yeah,
the plan. For the topic segments?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the topic segments I have, but for the utterances, I've just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was that it would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous in chronological order.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've got? Because different meeting series overlap.
Yeah, how does it do it?
For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, or sometimes
not
for every meeting,
really
how will I count that up? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put zero in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, it's not zero, it's just a null.
It might be more sensible to assign an average value.
But wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then? There?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present though, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. So, you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no zero.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different
importance
measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it should be done in the program because we're probably
going to
change it.
In the summer would be the ideal place to do that.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment to play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display. I mean, that's probably the option either way is that if one is whatever, if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Same with every experiment, if it were displaying two-dimensional information in color, then you could do adjustments and wears probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately because the
yeah,
user
now.
Won't? Okay,
yeah,
for now, for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be interesting to the user, just the word importance. Mm.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what was what and what contributed to the blue stripes and what contributed to the red ones. I think that wouldn't be a good idea.
But I think probably for us, like in developing it, would be
interesting.
Yeah, so I'll try the red green blue. What does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like, what is that? Nobody has that much color.
Well, I don't know how to do it in Java, but.
Well, it's not a problem doing it. Like, I think.
The trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like, it comes up to like red two or three times and stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, give me color cube. Okay.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Okay, so we produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box. Where you can select the file, is that right there?
Yeah.
And then you'll get this type of display with that file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone's using now? Are we talking about swapping?
Well, there's no reason why it can't swap meetings at the moment if the data's there for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now?
Yeah, that's the most sensible way to do it, I think.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting then, like, so from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's, well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well. Like, there's access classes all defined for that.
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
Yeah, it's in your file, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Yeah.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the, for all our different contributions to the importance measure, the absolute dialogue act numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
So just keep, yeah, just enumerate it for the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. Would prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least the mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent. Yeah.
I just don't understand much
more
the difficulty to do different things.
No, it's not really difficult. Yeah, I mean, I can do it, I can read in different importance measures and simply recalculate the numbers.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when you're reading it in.
Well, when I've got the index for converting from various IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the indexes for all the meetings.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like load it, so yours could always be loaded in, I guess, like you, there would only be one version of your, like, you just overwrite the version if you want, but you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having it as file open, because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
Well,
the location
the
option? Or just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was just thinking, so that both Justin and Wera could see their data version.
Oh, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, you'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting to know?
To add another dialogue app window is really easy.
So we would have, like, each of those components for Justin and Vera.
Or, like, say, if you could make a change to your thing, so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half one,
yeah.
The bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialogue acts.
Would that not require three clocks and
no, I'll just have two of them not synced up because it's just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialog, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of them, otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah.
So why don't we just make a swap? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like?
Oh, no, it's still good because. Oh, no, it isn't.
I don't want to, like,
yeah,
three,
I know what
like
you mean.
Three internal times, guess what, it's just getting
yeah.
Easy. Well, I guess really, I mean, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, just create three scripts, or two
yeah,
scripts,
that's fine.
Which load a parameter, command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just
no, hold on, it wouldn't need three internal time scales, because only one synced to the clock, or
okay.
And the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar, is real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay, would the others? Oh yeah, we just have three summarizers and then they all sync up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the
and
other
two
one
of
is
just
a static dialogue.
Yeah. Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating the
okay.
data.
Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three.
Yeah, I mean, not in the final version, just.
No, sure.
That.
Or maybe you start with just two, like without even combining them in any specific way, just.
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? Sorry, I'm closing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them, do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably, then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort?
Well, that's the thing. If it's going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
We'll never have more than two. We'll never have,
yeah.
Well, we can have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of it. Well,
yeah.
But then also we have to find more sophisticated way of loading it.
Mm.
So that might.
That's easy because mine can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that so we'd have to have some dialog box broken. It might take half an hour and then just pay one more.
Mine. I need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer, but. it's more or less ready to go with that.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, you know. Let's work on the other stuff first, the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a error script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one has the static one.
Okay.
That should be fairly easy to do
yeah.
that. If I just double the display and you make the non-synced up second dialogue.
Yeah, it should be easy.
Yeah, and then they can fine tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different, just disconnect it from whatever it's doing,
yeah,
and then have that set the length of the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So they, I think it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override function that reacts to that. The rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we'd have to set public, but if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play at the moment.
Okay. So they
so you have to stop it and start it to make any effect.
Okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we actually extend night clock, I mean, it should just be a matter of changing one single method.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player and connect it up to our summarizer so it makes different length summaries. Because like we could make that not even have like a real sort of meaning, just put like max and min, and the user can just like set it in between wherever they want them, without actually telling them
yeah.
what it actually means.
Yeah.
If you see what I mean.
Yeah, we could justify all sorts of stuff like that by the presentation by saying we deliberately tried to keep any complexity in numbers
yeah.
and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could.
We should certainly take away the labels that say -4 times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
You don't want to confuse people. You give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
Kind of change will you impose on the summarization? Because if we
fine-tune
into that and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
I won't make any huge changes. Like it always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure,
mm-hmm.
like just a weighted average. Okay. It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly thresholding it.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and everything that's above it is displayed?
No, it just takes the top, like, 20 or 50 or...
Yeah, so it's some kind of threshold
that is... Yeah. Shall we meet in an hour or so? Well, probably gonna eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym at about 3, so...
Okay, I was planning the same, but if you want to get so much done before 3,
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It makes more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all this...
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure.
The gym.
Yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time. Because, yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think.
Okay.
because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time and get loads done, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, so you need a 5 megawatt power and just work on. So I make sure that I just lay up all the stuff we talk about.
Okay.
Until then. And then we put those things together.
Okay.
And then I'll be working on the search, I think. It's ready to.
So you're going to be up there as well then?
Yeah, and these will come and you can show me how the data manager works.
It's all Java docs. The only class is not Java docs, it's a program manager. Is that written in quite a hurry?
But I mean, like, we should discuss together, we should, like, how the search interacts with it. So that's not something that Paul should.
If you want, if it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words.
Yeah, that could be useful.
And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need, because you'll want to be able to.
When would you have that?
What's that?
With each utterance a list of words.
I have that anyway, but it's in the file, so it's, I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy, you just run a tokenizer over the string. I mean, it's about 4 lines of code.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know if I could just take the dialogue act and just work with that at the moment. But I'm supposed to discuss it later.
Yeah.
So, with these files, well, that's just dialogue act and string of words.
Well, at the moment, it's just a string. Mm-hmm. It's text, one string.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be trivial to split it up into
an array.
That would be.
Where do you have it?
It's in Java. It's modeled like it's an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to use?
I'm just taking, you know, a dialogue, a number, and then string of words.
Can we not
give
us?
You can get it from Colin's file.
Yeah.
Colin's got that in there as well.
Because
that's what I'm reading.
So
from. It's got like a lot of other numbers as well in it, like meeting ID and speaker ID and some other stuff.